wrapped around your soul with no control.
So moving on to the last feature.
You can't breathe when you're trying.
Okay.
Okay, so this is one of the most basic ones. It's introduced basically for convenience. So when calling your functions in PHP, or rather when defining your functions, at the end of the parameter list, currently you are not allowed to have a comma by mistake or whatever may have caused it to have a comma, but you are not allowed to do that. And this is a feature you see in other languages. You can do this in languages like Python and get away with it, and PHP currently does not allow that. So it's nifty pass errors that you have to go and check, oh, God damn it, I have to fix this and all of that. But PHP 8 is going to solve all of that. You can afford to have a trailing comma at the end of your function calls and get away with it. This will make your code more readable, much more readable, and also save you from one less very common programming mistakes. So
yeah, this is
I really encourage you to try this.
Yeah, so this is something that you will figure that what is good about this when you try it. It's not like you need to add one comma less. How you save one character every day? Okay, it's not a big deal, but if it makes people happy to have this feature, awesome. This is also a sign of perfectionism. There's no problem being trying to be perfect. It's really hard to really be perfect. That's why PHP 8 is here. And we are practically ending this podcast, and it's up to you. This is just one episode of the Lightly Equipped PHP podcast, on which we are talking about PHP 8. We will also talk about other aspects. What I would like to end this podcast, if you allow me, we are doing this podcast is also work. A work of collaboration. We are not asking anybody to pay us. We are doing this because we have fun. We are doing this as a part of the content that will be published in the PHP Casa site as well in YouTube. And what we would like, if you allow us, is that if you would like to support not only the PHP community as a whole, but also the PHP classes, is try to find this in the PHP classes. Just to show
the best stress relief you need as a PHP programmer.
This is the official PHP elephant that was allowed to be produced and sold by Vincent Pontier from France, the creator of the design. This is actually, there was an improvement like PHP 8. Think about this is the PHP 7 elephant. The PHP 8 is more like this. This is the pink, as you may see. And we are going to also make available the possibility to personalize your elephants with maybe your name, like Carolina. And, oh, this is the PHP Casas logo. These are optional. Actually, you need to do extra work, say that cost a bit more. And one possibility is this, to have the PHP 8 logo there. This is also a design from Vincent Pontier. We are very, very grateful for him and for his kindness. He's been supporting the site for many years. We not only he allowed us to produce this one, but also the previous one, which was also an improvement from a contributor of the site. And we wanted actually to pay him royalties. And he was being kind enough to waive those royalties and all the money that we can get to the site is reverted to continue further development. We want to pay more contributors, more PHP developers to help us to improve the feature that many developers want. Oh, I would like the PHP classes to be better. And PHP classes will be better in a way that I believe many people will like, which is we are going to help developers to buy and sell their own software products written in PHP or maybe APIs or components or courses, many things that will be announced soon and are part of a plan that has we have been executing very slowly, but is moving on every day a single bit until we get there. So we hope in the next months we open the PHP classes marketplace, which will be like many markets that are out there, on which can help you, Samuel, or other people to have their products sold in the market. So basically, that's it. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to listen to us, and hopefully we can have provided value in terms of knowledge about the new feature PHP API, as well features for the upcoming versions of PHP. That version, I mean, the other features that we have PHP has been implementing. And on my behalf, that is all for now. I'd like to leave you with the last words from Samuel. Last words for now, he's not going to die. Okay.
thank you for this episode of the about PHP 8, and I would just encourage you to check it as soon as it is released, which is hopefully in less than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Let's see us again soon. If you would like to propose topics or even participate in the podcast with us, just contact us. We're going to make available the contacts. We are very accessible. Anybody can contact us. Send us emails, send us spams, send us complaints, send us compliments, send whatever you feel it's right for you to comment. So we will be waiting for your comments or not. It's up to you. On my behalf, that's all for now. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Feel it wrapped around your soul.